the air.
The makers of Raleigh cigarettes and Cool cigarettes again present their new show starring Jack Pearl as the famous Baron Munchausen, with his company including Charlie Cliff Hall, Morton Bow, brilliant young tenor, and Tommy Dossie and his famous orchestra.
Wait a minute, Paul. What about Raleigh cigarettes, the famous blend that now sells at the same low price as other popular brands?
And Cool cigarettes, spelled K-O-O-L, with their famous mild menthol. Just enough menthol to cool and refresh your throat.
Right. Both Raleighs and Cools give you a famous dividend that no other cigarette can offer. A valuable coupon comes with each pack of these fine union-made cigarettes. A coupon good for handsome premiums. Try a pack of Raleighs or Cools and save those coupons. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra and the three esquires in a dancing mood.
I'm in a dancing mood, a gay romancing mood, whenever I'm with you. The music seems brighter, my troubles are lighter too, when I'm with you. I'm in a merry mood, a light and airy mood, whenever you are near. I feel like a feather when we dance together, dear. So let me hear, I want to hear a rhythm that has a trick in it, a music that's got a kick in it. It's really heavenly, the way you follow me, you seem to know my mood. You know how to chime in when I'm in a dancing mood.
Raleighs and Cools present radio's ace funny man with Charlie Cliff Hall, Mae Questel, Robert Bernard, Junior O'Day, and the Worldwide Information Bureau. And here he comes, the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Pete, there she is.
What now?
Ooh.
Oh, that's
hello.
You, who again?
Yeah, hello, Tilly. Look, Charlie, tonight I got my sister down in the front where you can't miss her.
Yeah?
See? She's sitting there right with her husband.
With her husband? Where? Oh, yes, say. He looks a lot like a fellow I go hunting with every fall.
Yeah?
Look, here's our picture taken in the North Woods with the first doe we bagged.
Yeah?
Boy, what venison. Just look at it.
You shot a cow?
Cow?
Yeah.
But, Baron, I won't let people think you're so ignorant. No. You know what that animal is.
Right.
Now, I'm going to make you name it. A doe is a female. Now, well, what does your sister down there call her husband? Come on, now, what does she call him?
Oh, go on, Charlie.
Well, what?
That's no shakers.
No.
No. Yeah. What are you doing, Susie?
I'm writing a letter to Santa Claus. There is a Santa Claus, isn't there?
There's certainly a Santa Claus in this country.
Well, what's his address this year?
Same as the last 4 years. The White House, Washington, D.C.
Oh.
Isn't that a
oh, that's swell.
Isn't that a
yes, sir. That's a nice tribute, Baron. That really is.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Ouch.
What's the outfit
like? Oh, my face is sore. You know, all day it's been stingy and burny.
Stingy and burny?
Yeah.
What kind of soup you use on your face?
Old Maestro.
Old Maestro.
Yeah.
No wonder it's been burny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no wonder that's
yes.
been burny.
And would your first face have been burny if your wife had found that address book that fell out of your pocket tonight?
Did you see it?
Yes. Why do you have the girls marked A, B, and C? Why is that?
Because, Charlie,
what?
There are three types.
Three types?
Radio program,
yeah.
Pianolas, and bicarbonate of soda girls.
All right. Now, listen, that sounds silly to me, but why do you say some girls are like radio programs?
They're easy to pick up.
They're easy to pick up.
You see
yeah.
that? You
and the pianolas, what's that?
Well, you can't play them without a roll.
Can't play them without a roll. That's true, too. Oh, but the bicarbonate of soda girls. Why bicarbonate of soda?
After meals.
After meals. That's the kind I get. After meals. Yeah,
always after meals.
Well, listen. Well, what happened between Tommy Dorsey and his girl? He won't speak to her.
You didn't hear?
No, I didn't hear.
Oh, this is funny.
What is it?
He took her to a French restaurant last night.
Yeah?
And a fly fell in a soup.
Yeah?
She says, waiter, waiter. She says, remove this insect.
Well, naturally, she said, waiter, remove this insect. So?
So they threw poor Tommy down 2 flights of stairs.
Baron, on this report sheet that we're sending to the sponsors, what shall I say for weather report?
Susie, for our sponsors, our weather report is always the same.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. Your weather report to the sponsors the same every week?
Yeah.
Well, what is it?
Raleigh today on cool tomorrow.
Raleigh today on cool. I have to get that in. I see. Yeah.
I always get it in.
All right.
Some early questions, Baron. Why does Sally Rand, the fan dancer, want to marry a baseball player?
Well, so she can raise her own fans.
Yeah. Why do people say Mrs. Dione, the quintuplet's mother, must have been a telephone operator?
She even gave her husband the wrong number.
Yeah. You didn't know all of that, did you?
No.
And why is Mayor LaGuardia always investigating things?
Oh, that's newspaper talk.
No.
Baron, do you think he really does investigate complaints personally?
Oh, you don't know the half of it.
No?
You know something, Charlie?
What?
In my hotel this morning, a man at the next table complained about one of his eggs.
He complained there was something wrong with one of his eggs?
And when he opened the other one...
What? What happened?
The mayor was inside investigating it.
Yes.
He watched.
Inside the
egg? Yes.
Well, look, here's one more. Why the belief that every vote for our vice president was a vote for recovery?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Because prosperity is just around the corner.
Around the corner.
You see that?
Yes.
And do you know something else? And Mr. Roosevelt, he what? Must be a contortionist.
A contortionist?
Yeah. Just picture it. With his ears to the ground, his nose to the grindstone, his shoulders to the wheel, and his back to the ball, he still keeps his head in the clouds, looking for the silver lining.
Oh, that's very good. Nice. Yes, sir. He certainly does
he
all
does.
Of those things.
Yes,
I will say that myself.
Yes.
Oh, Baron, I miss my dinner tonight. Oh. You got anything to eat around here?
Well, could you be interested in a little shrimp?
Oh, stop. I want food, not a proposal.
Oh.
Quick, this is Boris Petroselsky. My wife is sinking.
She's sinking? Well, why aren't you with her?
I can't stand it. She's sinking soprano.
Listen, Petri, I got trouble enough without you. My wife has been nursing a grouch all week.
Oh, you've been sick, have you?
Yeah. Oh, I'll kill her, Mike, if you my boy. Listen, you know something? I've been sheared. Sheared for my good disposition.
Sheared? It must have been in the Bronx.
Yeah. How do you like that? I show you. You know something? I spend a nickel and call up one of my admirers.
Spend a dime and call them all up.
I'll kill him. I give him my word.
Take it easy.
But what's your trouble at home?
My wife wouldn't let me smoke around the house. Is that the funniest woman? She says I get ashes on the carpet.
That's her wife?
Yes.
Won't even let you smoke around the house?
No.
Are you a man or a mouse? I smoke in my house. I throw ashes all over the place. And when I'm through smoking, I grind his cigarettes into the rocks. I throw them on the floor. I chuck them in the corners. I dirty the place up from top to bottom. And my wife never says a word. What do you think of that?
My God. I wish I had a dirty wife like yours.
A new song from Take It Away, this year's Princeton Triangle Club show, Happy of the Day, played by that man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey, sung by Edith Wright.
Happy the day we met, our hearts went astray, and yet happiness soon went under beneath the thunder of stress. Unhappy the day we parted after the way it started. How can I face the music without a trace of despair? Until the moment came that broke the spell inside my foolish shell. I was so utterly sure our love was secure, but happy the day when you can honestly say we two can throw what is past away. Happy the day.
Now that we're here, who shall we talk about?
You know something? Let's talk about the greatest man in the world.
Greatest man in the world? Who was that?
My cousin Hugo.
Oh, again with Hugo. What? What do you mean?
I'll tell you something. You know, I'll tell you how he went pearl diving in the Dead Sea.
The Dead Sea?
Yeah.
Well, how did your cousin Hugo get over there?
He's got an airplane.
Yeah?
You know, so he got in this airplane, and he took off from President's Pasture.
President's Pasture?
President's...
What are you talking about?
I mean, Roosevelt Field.
President Roosevelt Field. That's fine.
Yeah, and what is Zendorf?
Oh, a brass band, huh?
Brass band? 6,000 musicians.
6,000?
That was in the first section. And as Hugo climbed into the place, in his plane, where the roosters fight.
The place where the roosters fight? What
you
is
know,
that?
Where... I mean, the roosters... I mean, the cockpit.
Place where the roosters fight.
A sheer went up from a million throats.
How many?
Half a million.
How many?
He said, hooray.
He said, well, that's better.
Yeah, not for me.
Not for you, eh?
Then the band started to play.
Ah, the Stars and Stripes Forever?
No, go on. They only played it once.
Oh, Baron. Baron, you're a card.
That's why I voted for the New Deal.
Yeah.
So we'll skip the trip now, huh?
Yeah.
And now Hugo is over and down in the Dead Sea.
In a diving suit?
With two pair of pants.
Diving suit.
Yeah, he's got a big bowl on his head, you know.
I know, the helmet.
You see, and it's got... What was that?
The helmet.
Please. What's your language?
Wait a minute.
No.
Look, he's exploring the oyster beds for those iridescent gems.
Yeah, so... Could I have Dido marks on that?
I say he's exploring the beds.
No, come on. He's a diver, not a chambermaid.
All right. He's on the bottom of the sea.
Yeah, and he walks and he walks and he walks and he walks.
That's enough walking.
Yeah, I'm a little sick of it myself. He watches the sharks play pool.
Now, wait a minute, Baron. Sharks don't play pool.
No?
No.
You never heard of pool sharks?
I never thought of that. Yeah. Pool sharks.
And he listens to the fishes. Gossip.
Wait, what kind of fish gossip?
Don't you know?
No.
Big mouth bass.
Big mouth.
Yeah. Then he bumps against the fish and knocks it down.
Just bumping against it?
Yeah.
Well, what kind of a fish?
A weak fish. Yeah, so when he's down... Right.
Did he see an octopus?
You see, sir, what kind of puss? What? What is it?
An octopus. Didn't you ever see a creature with a body like a balloon, a face like a demon, a beak like a parrot, eyes like stoplights and arms 20 feet long, waving all over the place? Haven't you seen one of those?
Not since good liquor come back. No. I didn't see them all the time.
Good event.
Yeah. But now comes the excitement.
Ah, now it's exciting.
A fish swims up and says...
Yeah?
He says, Hugo,
what?
You all better swim, because trouble is coming.
Well, make up your mind. What fish talk like that?
The kingfish.
Oh.
Yeah, see?
The kingfish.
The kingfish.
Oh.
And turning around, Hugo saw pull a 50-tonner, making for him.
Hey, wait a minute. A 50-ton fish?
Yeah.
What was it, a whale?
What do you think it was, a sardine?
No, I imagine not. 50 tons.
But you think that it scared my cousin Hugo?
Oh, no.
No, not Hugo. The minute he sees it, he wants to fight.
Ah, he gets bellicose.
So then it comes... Keep it clean. You know, sir. So there.
Wait a minute, Baroness. Is Hugo a fighter?
A bull charging a toreador.
Yeah.
A wildcat defending Hoyong.
That's Hugo?
Before he gets mad.
Well, that's before he gets mad.
That's there. Yeah. To keep in dream, he wrestles elephants.
Oh, I suppose he can throw an elephant with a half Nelson, huh?
A quarter is plenty.
A quarter is
plenty. Only he had to stop wrestling elephants.
Well, why did he stop?
Well, he couldn't afford to buy a new elephant every morning.
Oh, wait. Come on, let's get back to the marsupial mammal.
So there... Listen here, Charlie, I don't like that. Now,
what do you mean?
No.
That name means whale, that's all.
It should. It's big enough.
Yes.
It's coming 10 miles a minute.
How fast?
15 miles a minute.
You just said 10.
Yeah. It's picking up speed.
Yeah, all right.
With one hand, Hugo grabs a 2-ton swordfish and lunges at it.
Yeah?
He lunges...
Wait. I can't stomach that.
You should.
Why?
It's only a light lunge.
Oh!
You see...
A light lunge.
Yeah.
A two-ton swordfish in one hand? Well, where did he get all that strength from?
Well, while he was looking for oysters, he picked up an arm full of mussels.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah.
He picked up an arm full
You know
of
what mussels is?
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah. The whale ducks.
Yeah.
The whale ducks, but Hugo humps on its back.
Well, wait a minute. I always understood a whale's back had a slippery substance all over it.
That's a lot of whale oil.
That's what I
thought. So he slips and the whale swallows him.
Well, but Baron, a whale's throat is too small to swallow a man.
Yeah, but... This one had his tonsils out.
Yes.
So, then Hugo jumps on his back again and stabs it with the swordfish.
Now, wait, you just said the whale swallowed him.
Yes, well, you can't keep a good man down.
That's
so,
true, too.
Now Hugo's got the whale crying.
Well, how does he know he's crying?
How?
Yeah.
He can see the whale blubber.
Oh, that's cute, blubber.
Yeah.
Then he licked the whale?
Did he... And then he fought his way through a whole pack of tiger sharks.
The tiger sharks, the world's most ferocious fish. But he got back to the diving ship okay, didn't he?
Yeah, only when he got there, his arms and legs and head was missing.
His arms, legs, and head were missing?
Yeah. So you can't fight sharks without getting scratched up a little, you know?
I didn't think so, yeah.
But think, seven, he was safe.
Yeah, he was safe?
Yeah. And they started to fear. They started to fear, and he said, "Don't make a fuss, boys. It's just a day's work to a diver."
Yeah, see? Without any head, he said that.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me he sang asleep in the deep?
Oh, I'm not going to lie just to get music into the story. No, no.
Oh,
no.
You're not going to lie?
No.
Why, if I believed one syllable of this nautical nightmare, I'd have my head examined because I'd know I wasn't there.
Did you ever have your head examined?
Oh, just last week.
Just last week? Well... What, you there, Charlie?
Oh, that's
I've got a many words to say. I can say them no other way.
It's the voice of Morton Bow. His song, His Love in Your Eyes.
His love in your eye, and may it keep on glowing, love in your eye just for me. You look divine, and when we dance or dine, dear, my head goes reeling, but not from wine. There's love in my heart, and it will keep on growing. I know that I'm aiming high, but here's a toast to what I want the most, is love, love in your eyes. You know that you're the one I'm crazy about, what joy it brings. I walk on wings. Right now my mind is kind of hazy about a lot of things. But my heart sings, his love in your eyes, and may it keep on glowing, love in your eye just for me. You look divine, and when we dance or dine, dear, my head was reeling, but not from wine. Here's love in my heart, and it will keep on growing. I know that I'm aiming high. But here's a toast to what I want the most. Here's love, love in your.
Now back to the Barron's Worldwide Information Bureau. If you haven't asked him a question, write him tonight.
Information Bureau. What is celery? Rhubarb with sound effects. Goodbye.
Hello? What would 12 dozen eggs be at 10 cents a dozen? Terrible.
Hello? Yes. What is it that gets in your mouth and attacks your teeth? A dentist.
Hello? What kind of flowers are poppies? No kind. Poppies are young dogs.
To diet? If you diet black, it'll look smaller.
It's possible.
Oh, surprise, surprise, folks. My young son, home from private school for the Christmas holidays. Meet Charlie Jr.
He certainly looks like Charlie.
Stop worrying. He might outgrow it.
By golly, he's a young little fella. Listen, son, what are you going to be when you grow up? A policeman, I bet. And you'll be a good one, too, huh?
Oh, thanks for the prognostication, old chap. But it hardly conforms with my aspirations. Or as the Latins say, pro bono publico.
That's Charlie's son, all right. That is. Junior. Junior, you like good comedy?
Yes, but don't mind me. Go right ahead.
It's a trick. He can't know that much.
Sure. Charlie just taught him a couple of big things to say.
Don't say nothing. We fix him. We ask him some questions and stick him good.
Yeah. Oh, Junior, do you know the population of New York City?
Well, not all of them. You see, I only been here a couple of days.
He's foxy, but I bet I get him with that monkey question we had last week. Junior, according to evolution, how were you living 10,000 years ago?
Got me up a tree there, brother.
By golly, he's right.
I know a good one. Junior, what is the difference between my ears? One block.
Oh! It's possible. In fact, it's probable. Junior, how would you like to be strong like me, huh? Look, here's my picture showing my muscle.
Gee, you should have that enlarged.
The picture?
No, the muscle.
Oh, Charlie!
Now, don't send for me. I've had that since day before yesterday. Sick 'em, Junior. Go on.
I'll bet you have some peculiar habits, Baron. Father told me you lighted your rollies with your right hand.
Yeah, always with my right hand. Why?
Well, most people use a match.
He's right.
I got one. Say, Junior, if you had $100 and bought a ticket to Pike's Peak, how much change would you get?
About 20,000 feet.
Right. This is my last attempt. Junior, what is the difference between oxygen, nitrogen, and hydrogen?
I give up. What is the difference?
Right. Now get out of here, will you? Get out of here.
Well, Baron, here's the new batch of questions for tonight, folks. Baron, Charlie Tomaszek of Jamaica, Long Island, wants to know why it is dangerous to steal a pig.
That's easy.
Yeah?
The pig might squeal on you.
Pig what? Well, that's good enough. Mr. and Mrs. Claude P. Yarbrough of Mills Point, Kentucky, say, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
First came the chicken, and then some egg followed her.
Oh, you better bring back Junior. You know,
never mind. Boris, Mrs. W. L. Cunningham of Pekin, Illinois, says, why are grass widows called grass widows?
Because when you say wilt thou, they wilt.
They wilt. That's very good.
Oh,
that's the right answer to it.
Right answer,
and Sarah Bird. Leonard Adams of Chichester Avenue, Louisville, wants to know if the Baron can answer any question with a quotation from Shakespeare. Well, no, that sounds pretty tricky.
No, not for the Baron.
Not for the Baron?
No.
All right, try to answer this with a Shakespearean quotation. How many eggs did you eat for breakfast this morning?
That's Mr. Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy.
All right,
fine. Et tu, Brutus?
Et tu, Brutus?
The Shakespeare.
Et tu, eggs. I get it.
You get it?
Well, listen, if you're so smart, Baron, when you and your wife put on those lovey-dovey scenes, it might be a good idea if you'd pull down the shades.
Me and my wife? Lovey-dovey scenes?
Oh, wait, now don't try to play off. I passed your house last evening, and although the lights in the parlor were dim, I could distinctly see your wife sitting on your knee, hugging and kissing you.
Me?
Yeah, and how she was kissing you. Why, well, I couldn't see your face at all. She was just smothering it with kisses. I guess the joke's on you, huh?
No. This time the joke's on you.
What do you mean the joke's on me?
I wasn't home last night.
Oh!
Bugle Call Rag, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. Gentlemen, the makers of Rawleys and Cools have a special announcement of interest to every one of you. We will send free to every listener who writes for it
a 28-page handy pocket-sized catalog filled with pictures of the many beautiful gifts you get in exchange for coupons that come with either Rawley or Cool cigarettes.
This catalog tells you how many coupons you need for each article. You will be amazed when you see how handsome these premiums are. Things everybody would like to own, such as
bridge tables of beautiful inlaid wood and folding bridge chairs.
Frosted glasses decorated with bands of pure platinum.
Oneida Community Par Plate silverware.
Canterbury silk stockings for women.
Parker pen and pencil sets.
Hammond electric clocks.
And many others. It's very simple to get this catalog. Just send your name and address to Jack Pearl in care of the station you're listening to now. And this handy pocket-sized premium catalog will be mailed to you absolutely free. These premiums are offered to anyone living in the USA. Only two cigarettes carry the coupons that are exchanged for these gifts. One is
Cool, K-O-O-L, the cigarette that is mentholated to soothe and refresh your throat, but so mildly mentholated that the fine tobacco blend is not affected.
And the other is
Rawley, the superior cigarette that now costs you no more than ordinary brands. Rawley, spelled R-A-L-E-I-G-H, comes with plain ends or cork tips.
Get your free copy of the premium catalog without delay. And if you act promptly, we will also include, free of charge, another handsome 24-page booklet entitled How to Plan a Party, filled with helpful suggestions for the hostess, how to set a table, things to serve, and suggestions for prizes. Remember, both the premium catalog and the party booklet are free. Just send your postcard tonight to Jack Pearl, in care of the station you're listening to now. Tune in again next week, same time, and hear Jack Pearl and his company with Charlie Cliff Hall, Morton Bowe, and the music of Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra.